News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, both sides in the Aer Lingus pilots' pay dispute are returning to the High Court later today. We're joined by the Minister of State at the Department of Transport with special responsibility for international and road transport and logistics, James Lawless. Minister, we'll get to the Aer Lingus strike in a moment. But first of all, as Road Transport Minister, can I get your reaction to the latest deaths on the road that have been in the news headlines over the last 24 hours?
Good morning. And first of all, can I say I want to extend my sympathies to the family involved in Mayo in that horrific accident with the intergenerational loss of life. And every road death is a tragedy. And I also want to extend my sympathies to the all those involved, the loved ones of the incident in Meath that I believe happened overnight as well, and another fatality. Both single vehicle collisions. We don't know yet, obviously, exactly what happened, and it wouldn't be helpful for me to speculate. But we are, I suppose, attempting to introduce a range of measures in terms of road safety. The Road Traffic Act was introduced in March of this year by my predecessor, Minister Chambers. Regulations followed from that in April. So the trend actually began to go the right direction for the early part of the year, you know, coming into May, June, coming into July. Unfortunately, now we've seen fatalities overnight and again last Thursday. And look, it's obviously what none of us want to see. And really, at this early stage, I just want to extend again my sympathies. And you know, it's awful for all involved.
Are we doing enough in this country in terms of road deaths? Because I think we all know at this stage, statistics are going in the wrong direction.
Well, actually, we're going in the right direction. Now, July will bring its own numbers, and as I said, there have been unfortunately some fatalities in the last number of days. But if you take the first quarter of this year, the average road deaths per month was in around 20 deaths. From the second quarter of the year, and that actually coincides with the introduction of the Road Traffic Act and the regulations and the enforcement activities by the Gardaí, that actually fell to 11 per month. Any number is too many, whether it's 11 or whether it's 21 or whether it's 31.
But sure, of course.
Certainly, you could say that the monthly average halved between the first quarter and second quarter this year, and that does, as I say, tally with the introduction of that legislation. So, look, it actually has been going the right direction in recent months. But look, as I say, that's called comfort to any family that's you know, coping with this morning. And I wouldn't want to try to suggest that everything is great or everything, you know, is the way it should be, because it patently isn't. I heard a superintendent say earlier this morning that it's the three E's: it's education, it's engineering, and it's enforcement. And I think we certainly focus on the enforcement of the Gardaí. We certainly focus on the education with the Road Safety Authority and agencies like that. I think the engineering is an interesting point that I haven't heard mentioned in the discussion before. And I suppose that means better quality vehicles, ideally newer vehicles, safer vehicles, but also in terms of the roads and the roads maintenance program, which is very much part of my department now as well, in terms of investing in our local and rural roads, making sure they are fit for standard and up to the standards, the challenges of climate change, where the old road maintenance regime may not be factoring in 10 or a dozen more serious storms every winter. So there's lots of elements, and I'm not suggesting any of those are to play in the overnight crashes, but across the board, they're the kind of issues we need to tackle.
Okay, thank you indeed for that, Minister. Can we talk about Aer Lingus? What are your hopes for later today? Because obviously both sides at a formal hearing in Dublin at the Labour Court today. What are your hopes for that meeting?
No, absolutely. So, look, I've been highly engaged in it, in the sense of watching brief. Neither myself nor Minister Eamon Ryan, neither of us have any veeries to sort of get involved as such, but certainly been watching events very, very closely, keeping close ear to the ground and watching events unfold. I'm heartened by the parties re-entering the Labour Court today. I think it's particularly significant that they're doing so under mechanism Section 26(5) of the Industrial Relations Act 1990. That's a little-known mechanism which allows the Labour Court of its own volition. So normally the Labour Court is on one or other of the party's request, or both parties' request is seized of a matter. In this instance, having previously had talks, obviously last week and again on Monday, the Labour Court made a direction under that section to say, well, we're actually going to take this on ourselves, regardless effectively whether the parties want to do or not. We're going to actually look at this. We're going to perform an engagement. We're going to invite submissions, which I believe were received late last night from the parties, and we're going to make a set of recommendations. I think it would be very difficult for either side, you know, considering that process is quite rarely invoked, for either side to to actually turn around after that and say, well, we're not going to go with that. So I think that there's an onus now, given that that's been invoked, that the parties that engage in that to the fullest extent stay there all night if they have to. And when the recommendations finally issue, I think that I would be very hopeful that all parties will take them very, very seriously. And
are you hopeful? Because it does. Are you hopeful? Because it does look from the outside, and obviously you'd be closer to it than we would be. But it does look from the outside like both sides are pretty entrenched in their positions, particularly IALPA.
Yeah, I think you have to take this in the context of COVID as well, because COVID was an extremely difficult time for the aviation industry. That applies at corporate level and it applies at human level. So the airline took a battering, flights were grounded, obviously, and the revenue took a nosedive. But also the pilots and all staff involved had a very, very difficult time. You know, people on short time, people on 50% pay in the pilot's case, people had other financial commitments to make. So I suppose both sides are coming out of a really raw period. So I can understand why tensions are high and why people are feeling very, very sore about it. But look, at this stage, people have to sort of try to put that behind them as much as they can, leave the baggage outside the room, get in there, roll up the sleeves. And to be fair, both sides are doing that today. I know they made the submissions to the Labour Court last night. The Labour Court will be considering those before meeting them this morning. And I think those talks might go on into late into the evening. And I really encourage, for the sake of the travelling public, I mean...
Yeah, because I was going to say to you, Minister, like Aer Lingus set to announce fresh cancellations for next week, likely to be on a similar scale, those experienced this week, 123 flights already axed between today and next Sunday. Are you hopeful that that those axings will not be necessary, that people, by the time that comes around, that this can be sorted?
I am quite hopeful. Yes, at this stage, I am quite hopeful. But look, I don't want to preempt anything that's going to happen today or over the next couple of days. But I think we are beginning to turn a corner on this. I think that anybody that has a flight booked already or was considering a summer holiday or thinking of getting off or traveling for business reasons or any of the many reasons that was maybe coming home from abroad, people need to have certainty and people need to know what's happening. And I think that ultimately it's to the detriment of both sides that there isn't progress, because people will vote with their feet, people will make other plans, people will holiday elsewhere, and that goes both for domestic tourists going out and also goes for people visiting the country. If you know a country is hit with strike action and airline issues and flight unreliability,
Minister,
might decide to go somewhere else. So that's a major concern.
Minister, we will leave it there. James Lawless, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.